With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Just 2 weeks after a U.S. Senate hearing on missing and murdered Indigenous women, the body of 14-year-old Henny Scott was found on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in southeast Montana. She was one of countless Indigenous women and girls who've gone missing in cities and rural communities across the United States and Canada. Many have not been found. Henny Scott's body was found about 3 weeks after her mother last spoke with her. On Saturday, her family held a funeral on the reservation. YPR's Kayla DeRoche stopped by their home before the ceremony began.
There's a large white teepee set up in the front yard and a fire in front of it. People come and go in the hours before the funeral, and family friend Dean Wallowing Bull is among them. He says both the teepee and the fire are to honor the deceased.
This fire will burn until they get ready to go and lay her to rest, and then the fire will be extinguished. It'll go out like our lives.
On December 28th, a search party discovered the body of 14-year-old Henny Scott near a creek outside Lame Deer. Henny's mother, Paula Castro, stops, sits in the teepee, and talks about Henny, how her daughter's happiness was infectious, and how much she loved basketball.
She was into everything. There was nothing she couldn't do. She could do it all. She started taking up beating, and which I was proud of. She started learning Cheyenne, and her teacher commented how well she was doing and how well she was saying the words. So yeah, that made me proud.
Castro Stops also speaks about the difficulty of getting help from the authorities when she noticed her daughter was missing. She says she had to speak with law enforcement on both the Northern Cheyenne and the Crow reservations before they stepped in. Castro Stops says she wants to see that change.
I want something done. I want like a process to where it's not going to take this long. You don't have to jump through hoops that they do their job and, you know, take you seriously, not say, she's at her friend's house. Go look, have you looked over there? Or maybe she's got a new boyfriend. Maybe you should find out who he is and go look over there.
Castro Stops, together with Wallowing Bull and other members of the community, are trying to change what they see as a flawed system. Wallowing Bull asked people to wear red and black to the funeral to represent missing and murdered Indigenous women. And when it comes time for the funeral, people follow his request. They gather in the gym at Lame Deer High School, where Henny was a student, and sit on bleachers and fold-out seats. Many of Henny's classmates and friends attend, and some speak about their memories of her, like Tennille Shoulderblade.
She was a sweet, loving girl. Like, her smile, you could just go into a room and she would just light it up, you know. Her hugs are the best, her laugh.
At the service, the pastor announces a march will be held on Wednesday, the day Henny would have turned 15 years old. Wallowing Bull says they want to remember Henny. They also want to remember her death and the actions that followed. From Lame Deer, I'm Kayla DeRoche with YPR News.
So far, the conditions surrounding Henny Scott's death are unknown. I'm Eric Whitney.